welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Craft beer is entering an exciting phase in South Dakota with some 16 breweries and counting. That number could double in the next few years. This week, one of the newer breweries in the state and the South Dakota Brewers Guild. Wood Grain Brewing has been open for just under a year on South Phillips in downtown Sioux Falls. Jason Curry Olson is one of Wood Grain's co-owners. His day job is school teacher, but he's also passionate about beer. They're in a location you might not expect to find a brewery.
9th and Phillips in downtown Sioux Falls in the Docutap building, the plaza. And we went for kind of a come-as-you-are kind of feel. And the reality is we get a lot of good feedback on the way the place looks and feels. And it's kind of a necessity piece. This was very much budget-oriented. If we were to add a cool drop ceiling or any of that stuff, we had to move all of the sprinklers, and that adds thousands and thousands of dollars. But one of the things that we're really happy with is the way it all came together. The copper pipe above the taps, the way the brewery behind us kind of complements the pipes that are exposed here. All of the woodwork in this bar, the tables, the bar bottom, the bar tops, everything we built. Everything. All of the tables and all of the barn wood came from about a 100-year-old barn by the driving range in Laverne, Minnesota.
Okay.
And we just harvested it a couple summers ago, and then we spent last summer building all of the tables and kind of where Wood Grain came from. The play on the words of the really cool wood finish and then grain from beer.
They're following the brew pub model with most of their beer sold on site.
And that corner brewery is really what's going to be sustainable, I think, over the course of the next 20 years in this beer culture. The beer culture is exploding across the country so fast that the competition for that shelf space on the store shelves is really, really high. But a corner brewery, the neighborhood brewery, that's a little easier to manage. That's a little different monster. You still have your regulars who come in and hang out. The overhead is less. You're not worried about shipping tens of thousands of gallons of beer. You're worried about making sure that the people that come in are happy when they come in.
He says they're squeezing a lot of beer out of a pretty small space, and the brew house is never idle.
3 weeks ago, we ran 20 barrels of beer through the system. And it was a matter of Steve is my co-owner, one of my co-owners, and the other brewer. He brewed. I transferred beer while he brewed, so I was cleaning fermenters literally as he was getting ready to fill them. The next day we came in and we kegged the beers that we had made and transferred more beers into the bright tank so we can make more beer. And it's just a rotating circus right now.
They're already talking about adding a couple of fermenters to their present brew house long term. Maybe a production brewery could happen.
There are a couple different pathways we've talked about, and one of the pathways was that we would keep this the face. It's hard to beat the location in downtown Sioux Falls. We've got tons of windows, a great patio, really good foot traffic. We've got a great relationship with Miner, with Monks, with Fernson, with all the places around here. So this is pretty much going to be here. The original idea was that there might be future plans for a 30, 60 barrel system somewhere offsite, somewhere in Lincoln County or somewhere up north of town.
For now, Jason says they just want to keep making good beers. They get ready for their first anniversary next month. More Beer Untapped in a moment.
I drink good beer when I go home. I got the beer bar boogie, you know. Beer bar boogie for show.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. The South Dakota Brewers Guild is really just getting started. Seth Cook of Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings says they recently held an informal meeting in Rapid City.
All of the brewers, active and planning, decided to get together to meet and to greet, to kind of discuss the future forward of the industry. There is a craft brewers guild that has been a bit dormant, but this was effectively a reboot, a reaffirmation that there's a desire for everybody to team together. It happened at the firehouse. Firehouse played host to the meeting, and there was, I think, 16 breweries with 25 representatives that turned up just to show support for the industry, just to shed some insight on what they've been experiencing, what they've been struggling with, what they've been winning at. And it was a 4 or 5 hour meeting. It was a great conversation. There is breweries popping up all over.
He says this meeting was likely historic.
Brewing had existed in South Dakota previous to Prohibition. There was breweries all over. Mm-hmm. And there was people attempting to make a go and make a living for their families and be part of the industry. But I don't know if those breweries ever got together with as many representatives from as many breweries ever.
Seth says they plan to meet again in November in Sioux Falls.
The end result is that these breweries are pulling together and coming with some really good ideas to help beer knowledge, to help beer presence, to help beer awareness in the state of South Dakota.
Also from Seth this week, a fun event coming soon to Wooden Lakes Brewing, 90s Night on August 27th.
And that is Wings and Brew Fest over at the Swiftel. Also on the 27th, we are doing our 90s party. Bringing back the 90s, we're going to be listening to Jock Jams and Fresh Pints. So we're going to bring some popular 90s beverages. There's going to be a POG tournament, a costume contest. By costume, I mean starter jackets. We're going to bring out a couple of the old school Nintendos. It's going to be good.
It sounds rad.
That's right.
Also today, let's check in with Drew at Brookings Liquor Store and some great new beers on tap.
From Fernsten, it's their Berliner Weiss, 18 cents an ounce. It's tart yet refreshing and easily drinkable. It finishes and it begs you to take another drink. The next one I have is from Grain Belt. It's Grain Belt Blue, 14 cents an ounce. This one has been extremely popular for us. It's quite sweet, just enough tartness to balance it out. Grain Belt Blue is pretty straightforward. It's a blueberry flavored Grain Belt and people are going nuts for it. Next, Surly, Todd the Axeman, 20 cents an ounce. This is another beer that's going to sell out quickly. It was kegged less than a month ago, so it's pretty fresh, which is how Todd should be enjoyed. This is one of the best IPAs out there, and we're selling it for a bargain of a price.
New packaged beer to try includes Extra Citra from Surly, the excellent 30th Anniversary Keller Pils from Summit, love that one, Brow Brothers Rubus Black, and New Holland Dragon's Milk Special Reserve with Raspberry and Lemon. Check them out before they're gone. Finally, a little tease from Drew on an upcoming liquor store event.
Starting August 22nd, the liquor store will be having a huge end of summer sale, and this includes both growler pours and packaged beer. I don't have a lot of details yet or prices, but I can tell you that the beer I'm most excited about, Odell's Tree Shaker, will be on tap for a ridiculously low price.
That's it for now. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.